We dug for what seemed like never-ending hours. Indescribable pain pulsated outward from my spine as every muscle quivered with fatigue. Yet we dared not stop working. Donovan, the foreman, repeatedly looked down at his watch. No one else seemed to notice, but his anxiety was completely obvious to me. Unlike the previous night and 23 months of the same, I didn't have the inclination for self-pity. I was too horrified for even that. Then, almost as if on cue in the stage play of some all-powerful deity, one with an affinity for cruel irony, a cold rain began to fall.
"Not now,"
Donovan shouted, looking up toward the darkening skies.
"You boys just gonna have to dig faster, goddammit. Let's get to it."
He raised his shotgun and held it menacingly across his chest, though we were all well aware of what the grim consequences of failure would be.